Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, October 9th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. With 1.3 million people filing initial unemployment insurance claims last week, the Economic Policy Institute says it's a terrible time to derail stimulus talks, as President Trump did abruptly earlier this week. Not providing aid to state and local governments will also cost millions of jobs. The labor market is still more than 12 million jobs below where we would be if the recession hadn't happened, and job growth is slowing. Now is not the time to cut off stimulus talks, says the EPI. Cutting those talks off also means no additional housing and nutrition assistance, no COVID-related health and safety measures for workers, no aid to the Postal Service during this critical time, and no additional support for virus testing, tracing, and isolation measures, or virus treatment and support for hospitals and other health providers. All of these things would have helped our economy and the people in it recover from the COVID crisis. Cutting it off is unthinkable at a time like this, says the EPI, yet that's exactly what the president seems to have done. On today's labor calendar, the Coalition to Repeal Right to Work meets online tonight at 7, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Nova Labor will run a virtual phone bank. Find out more at dclabor.org. Click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 2003, sanitation workers working for private haulers in Chicago won a 9-day strike that boosted their wages 28% over 5 years. Today's labor quote is by writer Anna Quinlan, who said, "It makes me angry to think that female sanitation workers will spend their days doing a job most of their co-workers think they can't handle, and then they will go home and do another job most of the co-workers don't want." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union will make us strong.